This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
1982.
Welcome back to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. 550 K-Fire, legendary voice of the Northern Plains, Bismarck, Mandan, and beyond, our mothership, KTGO 1090 Tioga, Watford City, Williston, Stanley, Ray, Powers Lake, Newtown, Crosby. There you go. Don't forget Columbus. Love Columbus. One of our finest cities. You ever been to Columbus, Todd? Columbus, North Dakota.
North Dakota. I lived in Columbus,
no.
Ohio for years.
Yeah, no. This is Columbus, North Dakota.
I bet it's a much better Columbus.
Darn right it is. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson and AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. Talk radio town hall in this slot normally, and we're expecting Congressman Kevin Cramer, and we'll crank up the talk radio town hall coming up here momentarily. But he is in a committee hearing in the Energy and Commerce Committee markup today, and so is evidently going to have to finish the very important work of marking up some legislation, and then he will step away and call us. In the meantime, we want to find out what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. Jamie in Bismarck wants to talk local politics. Local as in how local, Jamie?
The guy called in earlier was talking about how we get all these city commissions that want to raise everybody's taxes on stuff. And we got a race going here in Bismarck, and we got people running, and I got the people that I want to support. I've actually talked to them and found out what their true beliefs are, because a lot of people believe this garbage, and it's non-political. But a city commissioner is non-political. School board is non-political. That's the biggest joke I ever heard. And there's so many people that believe that, Scott. I mean, people ask me all the time what political affiliation, some of these candidates are, because they know, I'm always listening to politics and your show and Rush, and, I even listen to some liberal stuff. I know what they're all about, but I do it anyway sometimes just to get myself worked up. But, and even when I tell them who the conservative candidates are and the people who don't want to raise their taxes, they'll still think they're going to go vote for somebody because they told them, it's not political. Don't worry. I just want to do what's best for Bismarck. La da 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 da. And I got conservatives who are going to vote for the Democrats because they think he's a good guy, or they went to school with the guy. And the guy told him he's not going to let his politics get in there. That's how it happens, Scott. Okay? Like I just told you, I got Republicans that are going to vote for the Democrat. I'll tell you who it is. Oh, man, he's a big Democrat, and he claims he's not. He said he's not going to let politics get in the way.
Yeah, whenever anybody tells you that, then red flags go off. That means I'm trying to get elected as something I'm not, in a place where it's very difficult for my kind to get elected.
And not only
that's what that means.
Not only that, when I tell these people who are the conservatives, even, I said, people want to know what your political affiliations are. And they're almost afraid to come out and say it. Bismarck's, we're not a big conservative city, but it definitely is Republican. I mean, it's right wing. These guys need to come out. Noel Conright, Marquardt, those are your right wing guys for your city commission. I'll tell you that right now. I've talked to both of them personally and emailed back and forth. They'll tell you to your face, but I don't know why they won't come out and tell, the general public about it. I wish they would.
Ask those questions. I ask a question of Fargo candidates because the Fargo's had a bit of a battle in a swing way leftward with the city commission from the days of Bruce Furness and others. And so you've got some candidates now that Dave Pepcorn is one and Tony Gehrig is another that have brought some conservative common sense balance to the Fargo City Commission, right? So there are now 22 candidates vying for two spots on the City Commission right now. It's wow. It's unbelievable. Is it 22 or 7? I can't remember. A huge number. But anyway, it might not be quite that many. It might be 17 or something. But anyway, the you know, I just ask them. I mean, would you be an ally with Tony Gehrig and Dave Pepcorn, right?
Most
and
if people, most people don't do that though. It's annoying.
If they squirm in their chair, then you know you got your answer. If they say you're darn right, then you got an idea. But your point is this, Jamie: get involved, get active, and be there, and find out what's going on. I appreciate you doing what you do. One texter said, I think we end up with local candidates getting into office that we never hear them debate. All we see is yard signs. We get what we get. Well, that's incumbent on you to pay attention. And correct me if I'm wrong, in the case of the Bismarck candidates, K-Fire Cafe is doing things. All right, Todd? You're having all the candidates on. And AM 1100, we've done a candidate debate where you can hear them on all the issues. So we're definitely doing that. Wayne in Detroit likes, hang in here. I want to get Congressman Kevin Kramer, who did join us now, and the talk radio town hall can commence, but I want your comment on the VA hospital. I just want Congressman Kramer to hear it. Hello, Congressman. How are you?
Hey, Scotty, I'm fine, but you go ahead and take the call. I've got to run in and vote real quick, and then I'll be right out.
All right, sounds good. Hang tight. Don't hang up on that line, but we'll be back. Wayne in Detroit likes, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
I'm just calling to give a positive shout-out to the Fargo VA. I've been a patient there the last 6-8 years and have absolutely no complaints. All you hear is negative news about them, and they get an A++ in my book.
You're exactly right. They do, don't they? And others have said that as well, that it works, you know, that it's just a different deal here. It absolutely is. Did I see somebody text us that they would even drive them, or was it an email? What did I see here? Oh, yeah, here it is. This is from Olaf, it looks like. It says, I volunteered at the VA, and I'm a vet. The Fargo VA is very good. If he needs a ride to the VA, I can give him a ride if he lives in the Fargo-Moorhead area. Even gives us his cell phone number. Now, this is for a texter that called earlier that said he had a friend that was so afraid of what was going to happen to the VA, he didn't go, and now he's in all kinds of trouble. We did track down, and we learned that individual is out east. So this friend is out east. It's not not a local somebody that's avoiding the North Dakota VA, but rather the VA here. So unfortunately, that kind offer we can't connect you to. And I still hope that friend that texted us knows that that individual needs help, regardless of you know the concerns there. I'd just go there and be right alongside and make sure they get good care. But Wayne, thanks for sharing the story. Appreciate that very much.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you. And that often happens on the program when a concern comes up about the VA. Folks that receive care from the VA in Fargo rise to the defense of the care they get here and are quick to point out somewhere different. Congressman Kramer, you heard that before, too, haven't you?
I've heard that many times. Yeah, I sure have. I almost feel guilty sometimes around Washington, D.C., knowing that we have such a good hospital in Fargo and our veterans get such good care at the VA in Fargo. When I hear the countless stories from other parts of the country that where that's clearly not the case.
Your questions or comments are welcome for Congressman Kramer on any and all topics today at 800-228-0550. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We have a couple of texts that have come in already. One wants your take on Bloomberg, since you end up being quite the subject in national news publications often.
Yes.
Is Bloomberg a liberal outlet? They're reporting today that auto loans in North Dakota are 67% delinquent and credit card delinquencies are 28%. And so they're wondering if that's true.
I have no idea whether that's true or not. I've never found Bloomberg to be terribly liberal, at least from my standpoint. And I do talk to Bloomberg reporters a lot and subscribe to their news service here. So, I think for the most part they play it straight. But their business news, I think, is probably close to the middle. But I don't know where they got those statistics. It doesn't sound possible to me, but who knows?
No, it sure doesn't, does it? 67% delinquent in auto loans, 28% in credit card delinquency. I don't know. It sounds like one of those pop-up ads trying to get you to do something or another. I don't know. I'll try and track down that story, see if they have any more of a source there, and we can dig into that a little bit. But I'd be suspect of that for sure.
Well, I mean, when you look at North Coast history, including quite recent history, in terms of loan delinquency, we've generally been at the top of the list in terms of not having delinquencies, whether it's student loans or mortgage or auto loans. So I'd be very surprised if that's the case.
Yeah, exactly right. All right. By the way, the number to text is 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503 for your text. Otherwise, call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Two ways to have that work: when you call 800-228-0550, press 1 and leave a message, and Congressman Kramer will get that message right away, or press 2 and chat with us live on the air. We'll take a break, come back with more Talk Radio Town Hall today after this short time out. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. From starting your child's savings account to closing on your first mortgage. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. Well, that and conveniently designed spaces to make banking even more comfortable for you. Get what you've come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, and in Yulin, Minnesota, featuring early and late model equipment, harvest equipment, tractors and trucks, and Pfeiffer's land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, and Mercer counties in North Dakota. For detailed information on these equipment, land auctions, and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Walking into a PetroServe USA location is like walking into mom's kitchen after she's been baking. The smell of those cookies, the fresh-baked buns. How about a piping hot pizza right out of the oven? Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you and take advantage of this deal. A hot stuff personal pan pizza. A 20-ounce drink of your choice and two of those fresh-baked cookies. Four items, $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA. Lots of other great deals, too, including Giant Seeds, North Dakota made, $1.39. Hershey king-size candy bars, $1.09. Big 24-pack of Ice Mountain Water, yours for $3.07. That's a great deal. Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, $1.79. And how about this? Deli Express, Mega Italian, Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey, Cheese, Mega Smoked Ham and Cheese, the Mega Oven Roasted Turkey and Cheese, your choice, $2.99. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better, connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. That's what they do. And you pull up at the pump, whether it's in the shadow of the Capitol in Bismarck, in Mandan, all the way, all the way down I-94. You'll find them Valley City and Castleton, West Fargo, then into Minnesota as well, Moorhead, and of course to Dilworth, up there to Grafton, and they're in Arthur. Where else? They're Wahpeton. A lot of locations for PetroServe USA. You get choice at the pump. You want E10? How about E15, which you can put in a vehicle that is non-flex fuel? All the way up to E85, which obviously the E20, E30, and others, you need a flex fuel vehicle. Then head inside and take advantage of some great specials, like the 4-for-4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, two of those great cookies, four items, $4. It's a meal for $4, a real meal. And pick up some giant seeds for $1.39 or Hershey's king-size bar for $1.09 all month long. The Jack Link Jumbo Steaks are $1.79. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall here. A couple of things to get to, and your questions are welcome for Congressman Cramer on any and all issues today. I wanted to ask you, I told folks that I wanted to ask you about this yesterday after the Supreme Court ruling. Some saw it as sort of a punt. You know what? We're not going to touch this. You go back and fix this. Others said, hey, this is a huge recognition of how wrong the Obama administration was in the issue, specifically against what they were trying to do in penalizing, fining, and taking after the little sisters of the poor. I know this is an issue you followed very closely. Your take on what the Supreme Court did.
Well, it's interesting because, of course, both sides feel like there's something they can cheer about in the deal. First thing it says to me is that it must have been a 4-4 tie, and so as you said, punted it back. I think that the other thing it screams is that the death of Justice Scalia was a really, really big problem and big blow to traditional values and the conservative movement. But I have to say, I found it quite encouraging. The fact that somehow they don't think that religious liberty matters, or that somebody thinks that you're not, you can't take into consideration, especially religious organizations' values, that you're going to force religious organizations, even church-sponsored organizations, to do something outside of their doctrine. And we're not talking about a doctrine that was made up yesterday. I think it screams. I suspect that even some of the liberal justices are pretty uncomfortable with this topic. And comfortable having to even vote on it. I think there's that as well. And so, given that there was some opportunity, or at least there appeared to be some negotiating and perhaps friendly conclusion arbitrated going on, it seemed unusual to me that the Supreme Court would kick something back and say, well, let's let the sides work it out. Generally, that's not what courts do. But I'm like you said, I found it pretty encouraging.
Congressman Kevin Cramer is here, and your questions or comments are welcome for him. Here's an email that came in. This would be a radio ad for the Trump campaign. I heard Hillary Clinton say the other day, I think candidates should be tested on what they say. Donald Trump should add on to that we are about to put her line about how she wants to put coal mines and coal miners out of business, out of work, and run that through the entire campaign. Please forward that to Mr. Cramer, says Todd.
I think it's a great idea, and if they make a radio ad out of it, I think they should buy a whole bunch of time on What's on Your Mind. How's that for an improvement on the suggestion?
That actually is even a little bit better than what Todd is suggesting. Yeah, exactly right. That's how we operate, folks. This is a free market, so we need to sell our ad time, and when it's full, we're happy. So that'd be a good thing.
That's actually great. When I saw that statement from her, I thought the same thing. I thought, my goodness, does she know what she's suggesting? There's a lot of stuff that we can dig up that she said. And it will be ads, no doubt, just like it will be for Mr. Trump.
I wanted to ask you about, I was on a little rant earlier about a story that's making the rounds today. Mike Nowitzki, Forum News Service, has got a story about oil and coal pumping funds into the Stengem campaign, but not into the Burgum campaign. And so this has prompted a whole bunch of back and forth. And I mentioned how I sort of get weary of these stories as though, to suggest that, I mean, the media loves them. They love contribution stories. And I'm for full disclosure. I think we ought to know. I want to know. But
right.
I really, in other words, I don't think, And I'd say this about Marvin Nelson as quick as I would about the next Republican candidate for governor, or yourself or your opponent, to say that a contribution means you're bought is to say you have no integrity. So, I mean, you really, and that's what they always try to say, that somehow that, these dollars mean you're going to be bought. And now some are trying to make a big deal out of the fact Doug Burgum is getting out-of-state contributions. Is that a bad thing?
Yeah. Well, you bring up an interesting point, because I'm like you. First of all, a political contribution is an expression of support. It's not a bribe. It's not a buyout. It's not a quid pro quo. And if it is, it's illegal. But that's generally not what it is. So the fact that a particular industry segment supports a particular candidate, it is more of a reflection on that candidate, either in their current office or in their policy statement, supports that industry. Naturally, you would support them. I would expect liberals to support my opponent and conservative groups to support me. I'd expect job creation, organizations to support me, and I would expect job killers to support my opponent. I mean, this is expression, political expression. I don't think too much should be made of it. Now, I can easily make the argument that this person's, and I've had this argument made about me, this person's a regulator and they're taking money from the industries that regulate, that raises a conflict. Well, it may in some people's minds, it may not in others, but if you have full disclosure, then the voter can make up their mind. With regard to out-of-state contributions, all I can say is, hallelujah. I mean, I don't find anything wrong. In fact, I find a lot good about large, citizens of the country that have influence being fired up about North Dakota. That's a good thing. We want as a state to diversify our economy. We like being recognized by citizens of other states. There's very little in it for citizens of another state that give money to a North Dakota candidate. So if they have a personal relationship, that's noble. That's not to be scoffed at. So I think most voters could care less. I think that's been pretty well proven throughout the years, and it's just over dramatized by our own media. But I don't find a problem in either case.
Yeah, and the dollar amount, I guess the gist of the story is that the oil and coal sector is pumping funds in the Stengem campaign. $50,000 is what's come from the oil industry.
That's not
a lot of money. Right?
No, it certainly isn't, especially when you consider that state races don't even have a cap. I mean, there's you can give as large an individual contribution as you want to a governor candidate. So as long as it's a legal contribution, that's personal and not corporate. So, $50,000, I guess I'm surprised that would even be an issue.
All right, short break. When we come back, there was one other issue that we're going to ask you about that was that came up last week, I guess the 401k. Oh, we had a listener said, are our 401k safe? They wanted to know that. So that was a question I promised we'd get an answer for this week. Also, David Dickinson next up has some comments on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
The unknown is everybody else. Even if you are the world's greatest driver and you do everything correctly, you can't control what the other several hundred thousand people in the state that have a driver's license do and the ones that are passing through. You can't control when you might be passing by, a drunk driver in the opposite lane. You can't control when somebody else is distracted driving and they decide to sideswipe you. Or the car in front of you slams on their brakes because a rabbit just ran out in front of them. And, you're looking down at your phone or grabbing something and so you don't see the brake lights come on. Next thing you know, your car is crunching the back of theirs and there's somebody that's hurt as a result. The point that I want everybody to remember is not driving distracted protects us from the unknown. It protects us from all of those unexpected things that happen every day that people don't plan for.
To learn more about distracted driving and training self-improved safety on the road, visit NDSC.org. That's NDSC.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Donald Trump will be in Bismarck a week from tomorrow at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. More tickets for that go on sale tomorrow at 11:30. If you haven't yet been lucky enough to get a ticket, they've freed up a bunch. Don't know the exact number yet, but a good chunk of those last remaining batch probably on sale 11:30 tomorrow. Ticketmaster.com to buy them online or at the Bismarck Event Center. By the way, we have Ted Danson on the program tomorrow. Yeah, that Ted Danson, as in Cheers.
But, what?
Yeah. He's coming on to tell us how great Hillary Clinton is. So I don't know how much you're going to enjoy it, but I couldn't resist.
It's Ted Danson.
Ted Danson. Kevin,
would
have you taken the interview, Kevin?
I would do. He'd be among some of my favorite people to meet, even though he's a crazy liberal, because I think that the Sam Malone character in Cheers is one of the funniest characters in history of television. And I'll confess this to everybody. At night, I watch Cheers on Netflix. I just think that show is very funny. And I'm a Ted Danson fan, except in politics.
You know, Cliffy Clavin's a big conservative. I'm trying to arrange a surprise call-in so we can get Cliffy to screw up Sam, you know?
That would be great.
Yeah, exactly right.
Bring him on a couple of causes. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, anyway, he'll be here tomorrow. We'll have some fun. We'll be respectful. I'm not going to
get an
argument with him, but to me, it's Sam Malone. I mean, I couldn't resist.
Yeah.
Talk Radio Town Hall with Doug Burgum on Friday on What's on Your Mind. So, okay, I want an update on the Trump stuff before we go, but obviously got to defer to the callers here. So let's go to Dave and Dickinson. You're next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Yeah, good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Dave.
A couple months ago, I called you and asked you about opium production over in Afghanistan, and you stated that it's there because nobody would go to that area of Afghanistan to buy potatoes. Now, we got millions of Americans that are hooked on this, getting into this heroin.
And
which is more important, the millions of Americans on this heroin or these farmers over in Afghanistan growing this opium that is a... When Afghan war started, Afghanistan provided only 5% of the world's opium production.
Mm-hmm.
And now it provides 97%.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to follow up on Dave's question here. First of all, is opium tied into the opiates and the heroin crisis that we're hearing about? Are there a connection between these three?
Is that for the caller?
I'm asking you, Kev. I don't know. Is opium and opiates the same thing?
Well, it seems to me, based on his question, that it is. That Afghanistan is a place where they grow the actual product that they make, you know, the opioid from. I don't know that for a fact, but that's what I'm gathering from his question. And he asked, if I understand it right, he asked a relevant question in terms of going after the actual production of the product if it's used for illegal purposes. But remember, most opioid abuse comes from a legal use first. And so, and we are in the middle of a crisis in this country. I don't think there's any question about it. The House passed 18 opioid or anti-opioid, I shouldn't say anti-opioid, opioid, bills last week, as opposed to one large one. Then we put them all, packed them all together and made one bill that we're now in conference committee with the Senate on. The conferees were named yesterday, as a matter of fact, in the House to work with the Senate, who also has a large opioid bill. And the bill is aimed at a number of factors, including law enforcement and production, but also as much aimed at mental health, medical profession, and of course pain management. But there are a whole bunch of issues that we have to be very careful about, because what we don't want to do is trade one problem for another problem. And so there's a lot more oversight, just a lot of focused emphasis and oversight on the opioid crisis. So it's, Afghanistan is a small part of the overall package, of course, but I'm not overly familiar with the production of the plant itself. I have lost. I don't know if you guys can hear me. I cannot hear you.
Yeah, Kevin, I think we may have lost the connection to Todd and Scott at this time.
Okay.
Yeah, peculiar, isn't it?
It is.
It's not the first time, unfortunately. But let's
see. Would it be better if I hang up and call back, or does that not help you?
Well, we can go to a caller right now. Let's go to Floyd in Bismarck on line two. Floyd, okay. You are on What's on Your Mind.
Congressman Kramer? Hey, Floyd. How you doing? Say,
I'm
I called
fine,
your office
you.
A couple of weeks ago about the Corps of Engineers returning land around the reservoir.
Yeah.
Lake Sakakawea. I was trying to get in contact with someone in your office that could give me the details on that. I've never gotten a call back. How do I get in touch with the appropriate person?
Call today and ask specifically for Chris Moreau.
Okay.
He's in the Washington office. He's the most knowledgeable on the topics. You said your question is about the Lake Sakakawea piece, right? Because we're also dealing with another one, a couple of them actually, one on Standing Rock Reservation, and of course Emmons and Morton counties as well. That's a separate issue. As you probably know, Senator Hovind and I have written a letter strongly urging the Corps to involve more landowner input and in residents and whatnot. I suspect you might be one of those.
Very possibly.
So anyway, but Chris could answer your questions more specifically, but he is in the Washington office today, and
so Chris,
very likely by
Chris
the time
Carroll?
We're done, he'll call. Yeah, yeah. By the time we're done talking, he probably already knows the call is coming.
Okay, very good.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to Tom in West Fargo on line one. Tom, you there?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am. Yes. Say, I just had a compliment for Mr. Kramer. I knew that everybody said about Trump that he wouldn't be able to address all kinds of facets of the presidency, and he picks really good people at what they do. I just wanted to compliment you, Mr. Kramer, that he picked a very knowledgeable person for energy. I just wanted to say I'm glad he did this.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for that. Thanks for the encouragement. And, as far as my being an advisor to Mr. Trump on energy policy, I'm not the only one. There are lots of people that are helping the campaign out, but it's been quite an interesting whirlwind around Washington since that, since news broke of my role. But I think it's also been somewhat over-dramatized, like a lot of a lot of news stories that surround Donald Trump. But I've been writing some things and been talking to this team, and he brings the North Dakota perspective. You know, like I always like to say, guys, the best thing any president or any administration could do for energy policy in the United States is just turn it over to North Dakota, given their track record in protecting their environment and our economy. I think nobody does it better. So it's really, as much as anything, it's a compliment and I think a tribute to the state of North Dakota and our leadership, as it is to me personally. But thank you for the encouragement.
You betcha, sir. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Yep. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline there. A little bit of a glitch in our connection.
Did you have to go vote or something? Did you have to go in?
Yeah, I had to go vote, actually. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah, I just didn't have the time
giving
to tell
away
you.
To go vote. You'll have to wait for us this time.
Didn't have the time to tell you. Yeah.
We were able to keep the train going, though. We got a couple
nice
callers.
Nice job, boys. So. Nice job. All right. Kevin in Fargo, you're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call this morning.
Hey, Kevin.
You were just talking about all the opiate bills that you passed, and you know, on the House floor, and you're going to combine them into one. I'm just wondering, in your discussions, have you addressed the real problem? And that is that we're making pot legal all across the country, and it's better quality than what you can buy on the streets. So the cartels, whether from Afghanistan or Mexico or wherever else, are going to where the money is at. So it's not, this is just where, you know what? They're creating a demand, is what I'm saying. They're getting it here. They're creating a demand. It's just like, you know, I think part of it's missing in what you were talking about.
Okay. I'm going to answer here as I walk. I do have to run in and vote real quickly, but I think that you're right on point. You make a very important point, Kevin. That was not part of the opioid bill. This one was focused more on how the legal use of it turns into illegal use and leads to heroin addiction. But you're right on the pot side. It's a very sophisticated, as you know, mentioned, different strain that has a far greater, much worse impact that's not being recognized by certain states. And it's ironic to me that the administration will sue North Carolina over their bathroom protection bill, but then allow other states to break federal laws with regard to pot use.
Well, do you agree, though, that, I mean, before we started making marijuana legal, I mean, doctors were still prescribing pain meds, you know, but now all of a sudden the emphasis is on, you know, and every time I hear anything talk about it, it's starting with script meds, but they've been prescribing opiates for pain medication for forever. And all of a sudden there's a big uptick in it, and it just happens to coincide with the marijuana thing. So I think, you know what, we went to the almighty dollar and we made marijuana legal and created a whole new problem. Okay. You know, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Appreciate the call, Kevin. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for the call. I just voted in the middle of that, so I'm sorry I wasn't.
Beautiful. Not easy to do. Multitasking here.
No, well.
We had a call last week, or an off-air call, that wanted us to ask you about a strategy for a push towards energy dominance in the U.S. And this dovetails into, obviously, what you're doing in the way of advising the Trump campaign and brought up as well. You know, 1, 2, 3, quickly, what are your big priorities for the Trump?
First of all, roll back regulations and return power to the states. I mean, that's if you're talking about water, if you're talking about air, if you're talking about OSHA, if you're talking about emissions of the various types, the states get this right. The states understand it better, roll it back and get out of the way of companies creating jobs and creating energy security and independence. That might be 1, 2, and 3, to be honest with you. I also think, though, we need to look at the global marketplace, make sure that our global competitors are not breaking any, fair practices or any of the rules of free and open markets. Oil, for example, is priced. And two, as you know, an index of WTI and Brent has become pretty flat as a result of lifting the export ban. And there's pretty clear signals, but pretty good transparency, but, you know, I think it's worth looking at.
Hold that thought for number three. Hold that thought, if you would. We're up against the break here. We'll do it after this on the Talk Radio Town Hall today.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
This is NDSU Extension Soil Health Specialist Abby Wick to talk about an upcoming bus tour on June 29th and 30th. Along with Jody Dion Hughes from the University of Minnesota, we will showcase North Dakota and Minnesota commodity-funded projects. On the 29th, the first stop is the Soil Health and Agriculture Research Extension, or SHARE Farm, in Morton. We will talk about conservation tillage in clay soils, tiling and interseeding cover crops into corn. We will then travel to Barney to cover pest and disease pressures, crop response to salinity, and conservation tillage in sandier soils. On the 30th, we will travel to Delamere to look at saline and sodic soil management, soybean and sunflower planted into cereal rye, and weed management. Online registration and the full agenda can be found at the NDSU Soil Health webpage.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're wondering. What?
Thanks for making me spray my coffee all over the board. Thanks.
Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer here. Last chance to chat with him here at 800-228-0550. You believed it was me on guitar, didn't you, Congressman Cramer?
I'm sorry?
You knew that was me on guitar there, right?
Yeah, I was pretty sure. I was
on air guitar, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We tried. Because we don't always get to all the questions that come up, and very often at the end of the show end up not getting everybody in. We had a couple from last week that I wanted to get in. Another one is somebody just simply asked, are our 401ks safe?
Well, you know, 401ks, of course, aren't a function of the government, so they might be, actually. But what I would say, and I don't know if the person's looking for you know, advice on how to invest, because I certainly can't give that. But everything I know and what I've learned is that, you know, if you're investing in funds that are appropriate to your age and your preparation, but, you know, long term, short term, and all that, they should be fine. I think that perhaps the caller was more concerned about, I think some of the government retirement or public retirement funds and whatnot that have been not managed so well. I think we'd have to ask somebody that's, you know, more day to day involved in the actual funds. But I've certainly not gotten any information in Congress that there are systemic problems with 401ks.
Here is a caller that is responding to a caller that was on last hour that was wanting action from Governor Dalrymple and other officials related to a letter received by the state from the U.S. Department of Justice and the Department of Education with an implicit threat of a loss of federal funds unless the states comply with the wishes relating to the regulation of bathrooms in schools and locker rooms and shower facilities. Here's the call first, and then I want to visit with you a little bit about this.
Hi, a couple of things. I'll try and make them clear, at least, on the Obamacare and caller and the
Okay, that's a different call. So let me...
you want this other one here?
Yeah,
721?
Please. Yes, thank you.
To Jeff's comments about having a governor that can stand up and speak and say no to the federal government, absolutely on the spot, and that is what we need, not somebody that has to, as he stated, find the politically correct answer. We're strong, conservative North Dakota people. Politics don't matter at this point. We need to do what's right. Thanks for that comment, Jeff.
All right, referring to a caller from last hour who wanted more action, wanted to stand up.
It's funny, I appreciate that call, because I know it wasn't responding to me, but... Because I sent a letter right away to the president and to the secretary of education, said, you don't have the authority to do this. This is very dangerous. This is very stupid. Pull it back. I mean, and I was very proud of some of the southern governors, especially that just said, keep your money. We don't want it. And get out of our hair. I'm not sure I just said keep your money, although, that's noble. The reality is he doesn't have the authority to appropriate money. That's not his authority. He doesn't get to withhold money that's appropriated. He can't do that. But what's crazier is, and the caller used the word instead of being politically correct, political correctness is saying this is a really, really stupid law that violates the rights of 99.9% or more of the students and the parents in our schools to suggest that somehow you have to adhere to our very extreme, narrow position and allow this bizarre behavior to be not just tolerated, but promoted. That's what this rule does. That's what it promotes it. We should be lifting children up, lifting people up, you know, helping them deal if they have some confusion, not adding to the confusion of the entire culture. I agree with the caller. I haven't been in touch with our governor or anything, but, my head nearly exploded when I first saw this, that you cannot reach this far. Not to mention this was a bad idea. Besides being illegal, it's a really stupid idea.
Your sentiments on this and reaction track very closely to the majority of our callers since it's come out, last Friday.
It does not surprise me.
No, but what surprises many of them is they want more response from Governor Dalrymple and from other state officials. They want a pushback. Have we done enough as a state to push back against this?
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm not a state official, but I haven't tracked it real closely because I'm doing my other things out here. But yeah, it certainly deserves a strong pushback. It almost if you can't deal with the issue itself, which to me is easy. But you want to deal with just your state's rights, state's authority. You have every right to be indignant, outrageously indignant on this issue.
No kidding. And what I said is I wanted a paper shredder on the governor's office, you know, a desk, make a YouTube video out of it. I mean, you really got to just make this statement. And, I don't know. Somebody said that's not very gubernatorial. That's not very. Well, people, why do you think Donald Trump is defying every political norm in the world right now. Because people want folks who represent them to be as mad as they are about the insanity this stuff represents. And I think this letter is a prime example. Till next week, sir, thank you very much.
Thank you. See you then.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, what's on your mind? I guess we're out of time, guys, right? We've got to say goodbye. God bless you one and all. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow right here. Ted Danson. Don't miss it.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for health care. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Pryor with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.